You're listening to The After Session with Philip Lewis. I'm a therapist based in Washington, D.C., and I hope to provide my perspective on work done throughout the therapeutic process. Some of what you'll hear will be interviews with other mental health professionals or former and current clients. In this case, these interviews are voluntary, not conditional to the status of a person presently in therapy, and those interviews are not considered a therapeutic session or recommendation for forms of treatment. If you are interested in starting your therapeutic process or engaging in a protocol or technique referenced, please make sure you contact your mental health or medical provider. Thanks for listening. Thank you for tuning into the After Session. This is our final episode of Season 1. Before we go, I'd like to leave you with a few things. The first is that you should be mindful, or always remember, that if we let go of our emotional pain, it does not mean we lose ourselves. And what I mean by that is, for a long time, most of our lives, we may have been struggling to survive or have experienced some things that made us have to always try and keep our head above water. And as a result, we've become strong swimmers. And the conceptualization or the idea that we can be someone who's sitting on the beach, enjoying the sun and relaxing is just a foreign concept. Because if we do that, that means we might lose our swimming skills. So now we are operating in the world, understanding or believing that we have to be at a certain level of resilience or something, some harm would come to us. So we end up holding on to all the things from our past, because if I let it go, that means I'm no longer strong. If I let it go, that means I could put myself at risk again. If I let it go, that means I will no longer be the person that all of these things have created. When it's not necessarily the truth. I always think of it as a carpenter with a hammer. We hammer in some nails when it's necessary, but we don't walk around with a hammer all the time. Otherwise, we'd be destroying everything in our life. We can put that hammer away, we can put it in the toolbox and know that it's there and we can hold it, we can yield it, we can use it if and when we are ready. Releasing emotional pain doesn't mean we're losing ourselves. It simply means that we have the opportunity to discover and embrace the authentic version of who we are, including the aspects we once concealed or tried to cover up. We often become so accustomed to struggling that we forget to indulge in moments of relaxation and self-care. Letting ourselves enjoy the sunlight on the beach may seem unfamiliar, but it's essential to acknowledge our right to rest. The skills, knowledge, and lessons we've acquired during these challenging times remain with us, like tools in a toolbox ready to be utilized when we deem it necessary. The second thing is, remember that the way we see ourselves is the way we will live. I always say that the way the brain works is we make up information when we don't have it, and then we respond to that information accordingly. So if we want to hold a certain belief about ourselves, we have to think that way. We have to tell ourselves that thing, because what will the mind do, like it always does when there are gaps, when we don't know what someone is thinking about us, we make all of these assumptions and hypercorrect or allow ourselves to be monitored or put into a box because of the information we don't have. But we have to remember, our beliefs about ourselves should manifest tangibly in this world. If we find it difficult to maintain a positive view or lack a physical representation of our core beliefs, we must take action to bring them into existence. Through consistent physical acts aligned with our desired self-image, we can bridge the gap between our mind and our body, gradually achieving synchronization. Also, remember that grace helps us reach self-acceptance. And once we embrace and love ourselves fully, we have the power to change things. I often say, always say, that in order to change ourselves, we really have to start loving the things we think we need to change. Because then our motivation for change becomes self-love, not hate. And when we are pouring more into ourselves, when we are allowing ourselves to heal fully, when we are exposing the things that we think we need to change and embracing them, then now when I go to the gym, me going to the gym is an act of self-love. Grace entails embracing unconditional positive self-regard. Our mistakes aren't mere failures. They offer valuable insights into ourselves, our loved ones, and our environment. By separating our experiences from our sense of self, we open ourselves to growth and learning. Forgiveness begins with extending grace to who you are. The fourth thing to remember is to never abandon yourself. Pretty early on in the season of the after session, I coined a phrase, or I didn't coin anything actually, I just said that I am the selfish therapist. I believe that you should always hold yourself in the center, and the ripple effect undoubtedly would be nothing but positive reactions for those in your environment. So the more I love myself, the more I can love someone else. Not saying that I am unlovable or I can't be loved if I don't love myself, but the more I hold myself close, the better all things will be. While the concept of self-interest may be misconstrued as selfishness, neglecting ourselves to fulfill others' expectations or conform to tradition only harms us. Therefore, prioritizing our well-being is essential. There is no use or no utility in losing ourselves or abandoning ourselves for the benefit of others. We'll always end up losing. Number five, fear is a powerful emotion, but we forget that it is something that we can actually use to our benefit. For some, we operate running away from things when it comes to fear, not being in tune with our body or understanding what is showing up or what is coming to the surface that we need to acknowledge or we need to pay attention to. And a lot of times this fear manifests as anxiety. And I always say, anxiety means, or anxiousness means, that there is something that I am about to learn. There's something in my physical environment that needs to be attended to. There's something in my emotional environment that needs to be tended to. For some, fear has held us back from everything we've ever wanted. For others, it's helped prepare for the worst. And for a select few, it is a weapon that can be used at their disposal. Acknowledging its existence and understanding is the game changer. Fear can be a tool. It shouldn't always be a hindrance. Fear sometimes gets us what we need and should be embraced, or sometimes carried with us instead of getting over it. Fear is a natural emotion, but it should never hinder us from pursuing what we want. Bravery isn't the absence of fear. It's the courage to go after your desires despite our fears. If that fear sparks anxiety, we just have to remember or remind ourselves that anxiety means change. And change is not always bad. Sometimes we just fear the unknown, and we can embrace it because we'll know for sure that we're about to learn something new. Number six, you won't ever lose if you bet on yourself. You might just be getting something you weren't expecting. And that's completely different. Even if the road ahead seems uncertain, choosing the path that aligns with your values and your aspirations assures that you're heading in the right direction. If circumstances change or your desire something differently, you always have the power to make a new choice. Embrace the opportunity instead of beating yourself up for past decisions. I always like to say, and maybe this is my narcissism, that I make no wrong decisions. All I do is just make decisions. And if I don't like outcomes or if I want to make another decision, then I make another one. And I know that if I live a life of just a lot of decision making, then even when I don't know where I'm going, and even if I'm not sure of where I want to go, I know that the road I am on, I'm already destined for, because I am the one who chose it. And I am the one who gets to choose something else. Number seven, feelings are a physiological and emotional response to our external or emotional stimuli. Throw out the old saying that feelings aren't facts. My body is feeling something, that's why it's called a feeling. So we have an emotional reality that we must attend to. This emotional reality may not align with everything around us. We shouldn't allow others to tell us that what we physically or emotionally feel isn't real. It doesn't make it go away. If a feeling comes up, we have to address it or find a way to resolve it, find a resolution, or it will continue to present itself in ways that can no longer be ignored. Our emotions are not our adversaries. We don't have to ignore or suppress them. They serve as a catalyst for growth and understanding, acknowledging and embracing them for all that they have to teach us. Number 8, it is not weird to talk to yourself. In fact, in order to keep your sanity, you must have an internal dialogue and talk to ourselves about the things that we need to. Have a regular check-in with yourself emotionally and physically. Why am I having butterflies? Why are my shoulders tingling? The only way to really figure out and identify what we're experiencing in an emotional or physical environment is to ask ourselves the question sometimes, especially when making decisions. When necessary, ask yourself what you truly need and consider how your actions will affect your well-being and emotional state throughout the day. Number 9, you are not the only one responsible for boundaries. Establishing a boundary is a personal journey, but maintaining them does not have to be. Allowing ourselves to be vulnerable and expressing our boundaries allows a space in our lives for those who will honor them and will identify relationships that need to be reevaluated when our boundaries cannot be upheld. Boundaries must be expressed, not just internalized. Establishing and communicating our boundaries allows us to hold ourselves accountable and enable others to do the same. Trusting yourself and recognize your inherent worth as the only measure of your value. When you honor yourself, the world will adjust accordingly. Number 10, like previously stated, we have the power to make decisions and then make more decisions. Life is about choices and ensuring we're choosing happiness whenever we can. We always have a choice in moments of hopelessness, anxiety, or depression. It's easy to feel powerless. However, while we may not be able to alter external circumstances, we can always take action to change how we feel. This can range from physical activities to self-care practices that promote a sense of safety, comfort, and well-being for both our bodies and our minds. And lastly, number 11, we become what we do often. Despite our evolved nature, we still possess primal instincts. Embrace the aspect of our humanity and understand that establishing habits empowers us to pause, correct, create, or change aspects of our lives that we never felt we could. If there is something that we want to change in our life, all it takes, literally all it takes, is doing that thing over and over again. Remember that under pressure, you'll always default to habits. So it's important that your habits, rituals, and routines are the ones that serve you. So when you're not stressed, when there is a break that you can take, when there's room for you to breathe in your life, make sure that you're formulating habits, rituals, or routines that you can default to when shit hits the fan. We are creatures of habit, and we must use this understanding to our advantage. And I will leave you with that. Thank you for being a part of the After Session. Remember, you hold the power to shape your own journey, and your choices can always lead you to a place of growth, understanding, and self-fulfillment. We're taking a short break, but don't worry. Season 2 of our podcast will be back soon, and it will be packed with exciting new interviews and engaging blog topics. Stay tuned for updates on our Substack. If you're not already a subscriber, simply visit lewiscounseling.org and click on the Substack link. I'd also like to encourage you to check out our nonprofit organization. If you feel inspired, please consider supporting us. For more information, visit justbeinginc.org or follow us on Instagram at justbeinginc. Your support means the world. Be good to yourself. You've been listening to the After Session with Philip Lewis. I hope this time has been beneficial to you in some way. If you like some of the topics discussed, you can visit lewiscounseling.org and click on the After Session. Or follow me on Instagram at theaftersession_. This podcast has been produced by Logan Wesley. You can follow Logan at onelawmusic.com or on Instagram at the number 1 LAW_ music. Be good to yourself.